Indonesian House of Representatives, Irma Suryani Tamiyago, praised the Indonesian Migrant Workers Protection Agency for its comprehensive preparation before planning to lift the moratorium on sending migrant workers to Saudi Arabia. She emphasized that KAPEDWA ME has made significant improvement in training, regulations, and institutional readiness. Irma believes that ending moratorium is important to maximize Indonesia's demographic bonus while ensuring worker skills meet market demands. Minister for Administrative and Bureaucratic Reform, Rini Widiantini, emphasized that the special region of Yogyakarta has strong potential to pioneer Indonesia's future bureaucracy. DIY consistency achieves high marks in bureaucratic reform and government performance accountability. Widiantini highlighted the importance of strengthening human resources in digital skills, innovation, collaboration, and green economy adaptation to realize this vision. And that was the news. Here with me, Rain, Indonesia Today, and you can tune in to our online streaming, bonus.id, shortwave, and 3 to 5 kHz, and 4 7 5 5 kHz, and our application in RRA Digital.
Or arrival from her lover.
once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baikar, prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Welcome to Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia. Pasolini is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Pasolini is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of pasolini. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or pot to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called tabete. To make pasolini, initially tabete is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very mixed steaming cone. This dough is made from woolen coconut leaves. To steam the tabete, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with tabete flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One pasolini is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Easily, a person can spend 1 to 2 pasolinis. Such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Pasolini is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events.
for listening to Voice of Indonesia through RRA Digital. You can enjoy directly the program of all RRA stations across Indonesia, your favorite playlist, inspirational podcast, and the latest video news. You can immediately interact with us by using Like, Comment, and Share, and Live Chat. RRA Digital, a solution for entertainment information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and App Store. Voice of Indonesia.
Children love just screen time.
Screen time.
Yay! But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay. Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. But attention to the sign, it's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, help me. Find more ways to protect children online from the local children protection agency or visit unicef.org. Ship or roll on roll off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupees per car and 6,500 rupees.
Only those who dare to fail are brave enough to start anew. Sukarno is the first president of Indonesia, is famous as a charismatic founding father with eyes for the future and opportunities. And that's today, quote of the day. At first glance, his face looks like the face of an adult human, with his eyes reflecting a blank, meaningless look. His body is covered in black clothes, and a piece of gloss, a typical woven cloth of the Batak tribe, is slung over his shoulders. Meanwhile, on his head, he has a sotari, a kind of head covering. When the sound of music from the gondang, a traditional single-headed drum, starts to play, suddenly his sculpted body begins to move to the rhythm of the music. He is Sigali Gali, a unique wooden doll from Omo village on Samosir Island in the middle of Lake Toba in North Sumatra. Sigali Gali statue was not just born just like that. There is a long history that follows it, as told by local guide Anderson Sigiro. Sigali Gali is actually the story of a king's son. 600 years ago, there was a king in the Batak region, or Samosir Island, whose name was Raja Rahat. Raja Rahat has a son, the only son. His name is Simangali, a pious and obedient child who has the skill of Manotor, or Batak dancing. However, when he was growing up, he was ordered by Raja Rahat or his father to go to war with the aim of expanding Raja Rahat's territory or kingdom area. However, in this war, Simangali died or was killed in the battle. And his body was a flower. Hearing this news, Raja Rahat felt sad. Yes, he regretted to lose his only son who should have given him the next generation. For the Batak people, having a son is important to continue the next generation of the family or clan line. Finding out that his only son is dead, Raja Rahat felt ill and almost lost his memory because he kept thinking about his only son who was gone. Various ways were done to cure the king, including summoning powerful shamans in the Batak region. However, none of the shamans were able to treat Raja Rahat's illness. However, one day, one of the residents had a dream. He dreamed that if the king wants to be healed, try to make a statue that looks like Raja Rahat's son. They tried to make a statue, and after the statue was finished, the statue was presented before the king. Raja Rahat saw the statue, and he summoned a powerful shaman who was able to heal or summon the spirit of Simangali. The shaman then did a ritual. The shaman summoned the spirit. The spirit was attached to the body of the statue that had been provided. The statue was ordered to dance and move. At the beginning, Sigali Gali could move or dance mystically, or at the behest of the shaman. But now, Sigali Gali is moved with the help of a puppeteer. Sigali Gali comes from the word Gali, which in Toba Batak language means graceful. In order to stand upright, Sigali Gali is placed on a rectangular wooden pad. This wooden pad functions to connect the woven ropes, which can make the wooden doll move as if it were dancing. A puppeteer will control the ropes, so that Sigali Gali can move smoothly. Like the nervous system and the body joints in humans, these ropes connect Sigali Gali's body parts, starting from the head, neck, arms, and palms. It turns out that we can still see the 90-year-old Sigali Gali statue at the performance venue in Toba, but because its condition is not yet able, a duplicate is made. In fact, our oldest Sigali Gali statue is over here. The original statue is broken, so we use a duplicate of that. But this is also old. This duplicate is over 30 years old. Of the three Sigali Gali statues that we can see today at the Sigali Gali Performance Venue in Tomok, all of them wear black clothes. Does this have any meaning? Well, actually it's like this. Because Batak people are like that, so when they die, they have to be wrapped in the black Olos traditional clothes like this. That's why Batak people used to wear clothes when they die. They wore a black suit. In memory of his son Simangali, when Raja Rahat was alive, he made a rule or decree in the kingdom that the statue had to be displayed or shown to the public, whether at cultural or traditional events accompanied by dancing or tortor. This can be seen today when we visit Tomok, Samosir Island. Visitors also join the Manor Tour. What are their impressions of the scene, Sigali Gali, and dancing? In fact, our origins are from Samosir, the origins of our ancestors. So we come here from Nainggolan district because I am from the Nainggolan clan. We want to see this very sacred Batak culture, which is very interesting. We want to see Sigali Gali directly.
And that is the Toba Batak tradition. So we teach Manotor to children. There is an older Indo Manotor by holding Ulos traditional cloth. We were sold for women and for men. The Ulos for women and men are also different both in good and bad times. I think Toba, especially in Tomok, is the best place to do Manotor. After I see and take part in the Tortor dance with Sigali Gali, I feel that Batak culture is really interesting for us. First, we watched it, then we will share it with our friends. This Batak culture is really interesting.
We are from the city of Subulusalam in the district of Aceh province, and we come with families. We are here for holiday to see Sigali Gali, which is one of Batak cultures. Then I'm actually here to let children know that Indonesia has many cultures. I see Sigali Gali, I'm so entertained. I want to come here again. We actually have a lot of hopes now, especially regarding Sigali Gali, because this must be preserved. This is one of the Batak cultures that we are still fighting to maintain from ancient times until now. Radio Republic Indonesia broadcasts in nine language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 33 to 5 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on VOA. news.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Sounds, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.